This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
House Republican leaders, under pressure from newly elected members, introduced a bill that would reduce discretionary spending by $100 billion compared to the president's proposed budget from last year that was never enacted.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
During the debate, several amendments were filed that would have significant adverse impacts on the cotton industry. Even though the CR is supposed to be limited to addressing discretionary program spending, congressional members crafted amendments that would affect current farm programs and, in one case, undermine the important agreement between the United States and Brazil related to the Brazil WTO case.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
That amendment was defeated 183-246. Had this amendment become law, there was concern that Brazil would have considered the United States out of compliance with their agreement and immediately implemented retaliatory action against U.S. exports. In addition, Representative Blumenauer of Oregon proposed amendments that would apply a $250,000 per entity limit to all program benefits, including marketing long gains, and another that would change the AGI test to deny all benefits to individuals with average adjusted gross income exceeding $250,000. Representative Blumenauer's amendment was also defeated.
Cut 4. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Congressional leaders have taken tough positions that will result in difficult negotiation over spending cuts and raise chances that funding could lapse and federal employees will face furloughs. Speaker Boehner announced that he will not agree to move even a short stopgap measure when negotiations with the Democratic-controlled Senate and White House begin in earnest next month. He told reporters he will consider passing a short continuing resolution if the House and Senate cannot reach an agreement on a longer-term spending plan by March 4th when the current CR expires, but not at current levels. Senate Democrats, in contrast, have said relatively little about the continuing resolution they plan to unveil in March. Majority Leader Reid of Nevada earlier said they support a 5-year freeze in discretionary spending.